Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 36, Pharmacotherapy for Stridor in Adult ICU Patients. In this episode, I'll review the definition, recognition, causes, and pharmacotherapy treatment of stridor in critically ill adult patients. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode36. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The Pharmacy Nation Slack group is a free group with other pharmacists from around the world collaborating with each other using real-time messaging to help better care for patients. Over the past week, we've been talking about things like whether vasopressin should stay in code carts, clearing jejunostomy tubes, and hydrocortisone infusion versus intermittent dosing in septic shock. I invite you to join me and the 100-plus other Pharmacy Nation members there. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org. Stridor is an abnormal inspiratory sound and a sign of upper airway obstruction that requires immediate attention. Stridor can be heard without a stethoscope. It is usually a high-pitched sound that occurs during the inspiratory phase. Observe your patient from the end of the bed and see if the noise is worst when their chest expands on inspiration or falls on expiration. A noise on inspiration is consistent with stridor and indicates an upper airway obstruction. A noise on expiration indicates lower airway obstruction, such as bronchospasm. Over at Respiratory Wiki, they do have a couple sound file examples of stridor. I'm going to play one of them for you here. I can't tell if this is an adult or a pediatric patient, but this is what an example of what stridor sounds like. Stridor can be caused by a mass or foreign body in the upper airway or by laryngeal edema. Now, laryngeal edema post-endotracheal extubation is the most likely cause of stridor in an adult patient in the ICU. Stridor can indicate impending respiratory failure, and it should be treated as a medical emergency. If I hear a stridorous patient or hear other clinicians saying that a patient has stridor, I make the following three preparations. Number one, I bring 2 ampules of racemic epinephrine and 8 milligrams of IV dexamethasone to the bedside immediately. Number two, I observe the patient, including their mental status and vital signs. If the patient with stridor is drowsy, intubation will be immediately necessary. I'll also check to see if the respiratory therapist is setting up Heliox at this time. And number three, I'll bring to the bedside medications to support endotracheal intubation. Racemic epinephrine via nebulization causes vasoconstriction and decreased blood flow, which diminishes edema formation. Randomized controlled trials that prove efficacy of epinephrine in post-extubation laryngeal edema in adults are lacking. There is no consensus about the potentially effective dose of epinephrine nebulization. Rebound edema is known to occur, and the patient should be monitored for this. At my institution, the respiratory therapists like to repeat a dose of nebulized epinephrine, so I make sure that I have 2 ampules available of the 2.25% 0.5 ml racemic epinephrine. I'll also bring dexamethasone. Corticosteroids reduce edema by downregulating inflammatory response and decreasing capillary vessel dilatation and permeability. The most effective dose, or even the ideal corticosteroid to use, has not been determined. I use 8 milligrams of dexamethasone based on prescribing patterns at my institution, but methylprednisolone, perhaps half a milligram per kilo, that would be a fine choice too. Helium administration can also be considered in the form of Heliox. Explaining Heliox to my pharmacy students is a great way to illustrate how many therapies can be boiled down to simple high school level science. Air is approximately 20% oxygen, 80% nitrogen. Replacing the nitrogen with helium results in a lower density gas. Because stridor is caused by turbulence in the airway, using a lower density gas causes less turbulence and therefore is beneficial in stridor. At my hospital, our standard concentration for Heliox is 30% oxygen and 70% helium. Evidence of its usefulness in adults with laryngeal edema is limited to case reports and non-randomized trials. If stridor does not resolve, endotracheal intubation will be necessary before the patient experiences respiratory failure. Check out episode 15, which you can find at pharmacyjoe.com/episode15, to hear me talk about the pharmacist's role and expectations during endotracheal intubation. This episode focused on the pharmacotherapy interventions that may be called for in the management of stridor in adult ICU patients. Other articles, which I have linked up in the show notes at the end of the post, provide a more thorough review of stridor, and I encourage you to read them. I'm putting together a course on how to start a medical podcast so that other medical professionals can bring their knowledge, expertise, and voice to the world of podcasting. To learn more about the course and to sign up to be notified when it is available, head over to howtostartamedicalpodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.